7. This is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Have you ever heard of chronic wasting disease?
A contagious neurological disease affecting deer, elk, and moose. And it causes a characteristic spongy degeneration of the brains of infected animals, resulting in emaciation, abnormal behavior, loss of bodily functions, and death. Sounds horrible. And joining us to talk about what this means here is Samara Trusso, Wildlife Management Supervisor for Southwest Region of Pennsylvania's Game Commission. Samara, good morning.
Good morning.
I think the immediate question that jumps out is, if you consume the meat of a deer that has this disease, is it a threat to you?
It has not been found to be infective to humans, although the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, recommends that if you know that your deer is positive for chronic wasting disease, they recommend that you do not eat it.
How would you know?
So in Pennsylvania, hunters that are hunting within our disease management areas can bring the heads of their successful harvests to bins that we have staged all over those parts of the state, and they can drop the heads in those bins, and we will send them away for testing. If hunters are hunting outside of our disease management areas, they can contact the Department of Agriculture and have their deer tested through them.
All right, so let's talk about that disease management area. I mean, you're still, when you look at the map, I mean, there's one of these sections that goes all the way from Harrisburg to Ligonier and from State College to the West Virginia line. That is a huge chunk of the hunting area that people around here like, not to mention Clarion, Jefferson, parts of Armstrong and Indiana counties. I mean, that's a lot of hunters from our area.
It is, absolutely. It has a big impact on the hunting community.
And we are getting ready for the big hunting season coming up in just a few weeks for the white-tailed deer.
So can you hunt in those areas?
Yes, you absolutely can hunt in those areas. And in fact, one of the most effective ways to manage for the disease is by lowering the deer population. And so in those locations, in all three of our DMAs, the disease management areas, we have extra tags that are available for hunters to use because we're hoping they'll help us by harvesting some extra deer. The fewer deer that you have on the landscape, the less infective that area will be. The likelihood is over time that the number of deer in those areas that are infected will go down.
Can you help us understand, so this isn't a virus, what is it? Because it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It really does. It's a tricky little thing. So a prion is basically just a misfolded protein. So a protein like we can think of regular proteins, but for some reason that we don't fully understand, these proteins will start to misshape, and they're influential over other proteins that come in contact with them. And again, I'm not a virologist. I'm not a pathologist. I don't really understand all of those mechanisms, but it will make all of the other proteins around it misfold, which is what causes that sponginess in the brain. So as a result, people think of, oh, well, what can they do to kill it? But you can't actually kill it because it's not really alive. What you can do is what's called denaturing of a protein. So you can kind of tease it apart, but that really only happens at very extreme pHs or at extremely high temperatures of about 1,100 degrees or more. So it's a challenge.
One of the things that is kind of disturbing here is that for 18 to 24 months, it says in the information I'm looking at, there's no way to tell. You can't look at a deer and tell that they have this.
That's often true.
So, okay, so you harvest a deer. You go through the process you're talking about where you're going to get it tested. What do you do with the meat of the deer in the interim?
So our recommendation is that you keep it frozen in your freezer, that you would write the tag number down from that deer that you got. So because some hunters get more than one, that way you could identify which packages were from which animal. And then once you get the results back, hopefully they'll be not detected and you can go ahead and consume that meat. And if they are positive, we'll contact you and let you know, A, that it is positive, and then we'll either give you opportunity to turn the meat over to us, or it can be disposed of in the regular waste stream, basically just means a regular landfill, a garbage dump that's, you know, licensed and running officially.
So to recap, if you, and you should, if you're a deer hunter, look at these maps, because if you're inside that zone, you want to make sure you get the test, but you have the option to do so either way. Would you recommend everybody have their deer tested at this point?
I would. And for myself, we do test the deer in my family that we eat. And it's not only helpful, not only for that peace of mind that you can have, but also the more samples we get from all over the state, the more knowledge we'll have about the extent of the infection in the state and the number of deer that are infected in the state. So it's really helpful for us as well.
Now, just out of curiosity, these zones that you will, if you will, have grown. I mean, they've gotten larger. Does that mean that if you're hunting in Allegheny, Butler, Lawrence, you know, anywhere in the along the western edge of the state, that you're pretty assured that your deer's not going to have this?
You know, we like to say never in my field. We have not found it in those areas, and we have been systematically testing throughout the entire state since 2002. And so the likelihood that it's in those locations is extremely low, but I don't want to say it's completely impossible because we didn't know we had it in the central part of the state until 2012 when one year it popped up in our hunter harvest samples. So it is possible that it could be there, and that's why we would recommend that you have your deer tested no matter where you are. The other thing I wanted to mention about those DMA zones is that they also have a whole series of other regulations. So if you hunt in one of those disease management areas, there's a number of parts of the deer where those prions tend to concentrate. We call those high-risk parts, and you're not allowed to take those out of the DMA to help us prevent moving those infective parts to other parts of the state. So that would be the brain, the spinal column, certain lymph nodes, the spleen, a lot of the stuff that hunters are going to remove when they're gutting an animal anyway. And then we also have a feeding ban, and you're not allowed to use urine because as a lure, because urine can also concentrate those prions.
And according to John Hayes, who wrote an article in the Post-Gazette yesterday, chronic wasting disease is not caused by a bacteria or virus, as you mentioned, a misfolded protein called a prion. And what's disturbing beyond all of this is prions survive in the soil and cannot be destroyed with fire, ice, or time, infecting deer that later contact them. So, well, it does sound like a sci-fi, but very, very good information. Samara Trusso, Wildlife Management Supervisor for the Southwest Region Pennsylvania Game Commission. Appreciate your time and very timely info, too.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here. Call anytime.